It's time for All Things Gardening with Charlie Nardozzi. Hey, Charlie.
Hi there, Mary.
If you're fresh from some small family gatherings and perhaps you received beautiful potted plants as presents, I understand, Charlie, you're going to let us know how to care for a lot of these flowering plants.
Yeah, so the poinsettias and the Christmas cactus and amaryllis are kind of obvious. I think most gardeners know what to do with those or just kind of toss them when they're done. But I took a little time to go through a florist and a garden center and just kind of curious about what other things are flowering this time of year that you might end up getting as a gift at a holiday party or from someone in your family. There are some that are great gifts because you can plant them outside and there will be permanent fixtures in your garden. There are others that are not so great because they're not hardy here, so you're going to end up having to get rid of them at the end of the season. And then there are some that are in between. So let me give you examples of each one. So if the person brought you a dwarf campanula or a hellebore, you're in luck. And then they have those in garden centers now. The campanula is the one I saw is called Wonder Me. And it's a small little dwarf plant with beautiful white flowers on it, double white flowers. Be a nice rock garden plant. That's a hardy plant. And when you're done, you just let it grow out indoors as a house plant. And then in the spring, you can plant it outside and you'll have it forever. The same is true of hellebores or the Christmas rose, which naturally blooms around this time of year in warmer climates. So breeders have just kind of forced it a little sooner to be in bloom. Nice one to have when it's done blooming. Just grow it as a house plant, put it outside. It's hardy to zone 5, so it'll do really well in most parts of Vermont. Now, on the other hand, there are gifts that look great, but not going to really work here. And that would be the florist azaleas, florist hydrangeas, and those lemon cypress trees that you see, the ones that have chartreuse-colored foliage on them. Those are all beautiful plants. Nice to have. The flowering ones will flower nicely into the winter, but all three of those are not hardy here, so you're not going to be able to put them back outside and have them over winter. And the other thing is that the two flowering ones, the hydrangea and the azalea, will not rebloom very easily. You've got to work really hard at it. So those are candidates for the compost pile. And then finally, there are the rosemaries and the lavenders. You see those this time of year, the ones that have been pruned like little Christmas trees, very cute. Of course, rosemary is nice to have as a houseplant because you can use it all winter for cooking. And if you take good care of it, put it in a sunny spot, don't overwater it, it'll be there for you to put outside next summer and you'll have it then. And the lavender depends upon the variety. So you might get one that's hardy enough here that you can plant it in the garden and it'll survive with a little mulching and a little winter protection. So depending upon which of these you got as a gift, you might have something that it's a keeper or something that you'll just move on from it.
Okay, here is a question from Judith in Morrisville. Judith writes, maybe someone can answer a question I have about African violets that are looking very wilted. I only water them once a week. I've repotted them using African violet soil recently. Their lower leaves are looking very limp and wilted. Can someone help?
Yes, so African violets can be a little finicky about watering. And unfortunately, Judith, at some point you might have overwatered them. Watering them on a schedule like once a week is great during the growing season from spring to fall. But when you get into winter, they may not need that much water because they're just not growing very well or very fast with the short days and cool temperatures. So you did the right thing by pulling the plant out, repotting it with some fresh potting soil. That's a good idea. I think if it's just the lower leaves and the, the new leaves, the new growth on the top is okay, I would say you're probably okay. It's going to make it through. If you're really concerned about it, and if it's an African violet you've had for many years and you don't want to lose it, take some cuttings. Take some little cuttings from the leaves, dip them in rooting hormone powder, put them in a pot with moistened potting soil, and they will root pretty readily. And that way you'll have some backup plants just in case this one goes downhill.
To listen again to all of these great helpful hints, you can find this episode on the front page of vpr.org right now, or listen to the podcast later, and you can find that podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks so much, Charlie.
You're welcome, Mary, and I'll be seeing you in the garden.